we're back with the term for Pod Squad, and basically again we're going to be talking about the kitchen garden. Today we have Ronnie, Brody and Maverick. You want to say hi, guys?
Sadly, Maverick is not here, so we have a new run-in. Kahu, would you like to say hi?
Hi, guys. I'm standing in for Maverick today, but I hope I'll do as good as him.
Tanae, do you want to say anything?
So today what I'm going to be talking about is garden. When I was chopping up the waste and we found a dead rat.
I'm going to be talking about kitchen and garden.
I'm Brody and I'm going to be talking about our kitchen challenge, and my group is making bruschetta and rice paper rolls.
I'm Kahu, and in today's kitchen challenge, my group is doing inside out sushi.
So Tane, do you want to tell us what you're doing?
Okay, so we're in garden and we're chopping up the waste because that's what we had to do as carrots, and we opened up the thing that we put in the chopped up waste, and on like the compost pile, and then on like the fourth thing I put in, there was like I saw a dead rat. and
ew.
Basically ew. I had gloves on, they were thick. So we had to pick it up by the tail, and I had to hold it up by the tail for so long because we were waiting for, like, because we digged the hole, and then we put it in the hole and we filled the hole back up, and then we like poked a stick and it was from in the dirt, so, and it looked like it was like a funeral, and yeah.
Did the rat smell, Tanae?
It smelled so bad, so I was like holding it away from me. And it took a while because we had to dig the hole deep because we didn't want the chickens digging it back up. So Maverick, do you want to tell us what you did?
Kahu.
Well, talking about the rat, at least that's going to be good for the plants, some nutrients. Anyway,
that's true.
In the kitchen challenge, we're going to be making inside out sushi with carrot, cucumber and avocado, and on the side we're gonna make a sweet soy sauce. Brody, do you have anything to say?
Sure. How will the rice not fall out? Are you gonna use sticky rice?
Yes we are. Or if we can't find any, we're gonna use an extra sheet of sushi.
Oh, nice. Now I'll tell you about my kitchen challenge stuff. So I'm going to be making a bruschetta and with tomato and sourdough and a lot of other stuff. I'm not really sure because we've split our group up. So I'm going to be making the rice paper rolls with rice paper, thin noodles and carrot. I think we're going to add capsicum as well and a lot more stuff. So Ronnie, do you want to tell us what you're doing?
In kitchen, I'll be making vegetarian tacos.
Nice.
I don't think that'll be as yum as normal tacos because I don't have any meat in them.
Aww.
It's just all greens and veggies. So,
what does everyone else think about that? Could they be as good?
No. Unless you use lentils. Lentils sort of taste like meat, but too vegetable-y.
I don't eat meat, so I think you can make them really delicious. You just got to add some spices and some yummy food.
I don't think we're adding any spices to it, though. If we do add spices...
I'm making...
Way to go.
Me and my group, we are making margarita, the pizza, but we're folding it up. So it's like sort of like a quesadilla. Mm. And we're putting heaps of stuff in it, and yeah, I reckon it tastes pretty good, so that's why we chose it.
Yes.
Back to Brody. For the people that don't know, what is bruschetta?
So it's like where you have like a piece of bread or sourdough, and you put like a whole bunch of like, I don't know, like vegetables or like meat or that, and tomatoes and that on top, and then you have like this really nice piece of, I don't know, toast kind of. But it was kind of sad because first of all, I wanted to do fish tacos, but you couldn't have any fish. So then I thought of doing rice paper rolls. And then I saw some really delicious ones on the internet, but they had prawns. So I asked Jody, our kitchen teacher, if I could add them, but she said no, sadly.
So now you're on the search for something that will taste a bit like a prawn, but isn't a prawn.
Yeah.
And what about you guys? You're going to have to now go and do some research, aren't you? Yeah, and see what can you add that takes the place of the mate.
Yeah, and yesterday, just before buddy class, we all went in our groups together and we discussed like who's gonna buy what, who's gonna bring what. But we all had to bring one thing, and we didn't have to bring much because half of our stuff was just gonna be from the garden.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So do you want to tell us about what kind of things you get straight from the garden?
Yeah. From the garden, you get mostly like vegetables and greens. Like stuff like that, that are in the garden and they have a lot of and they aren't going to use so soon. And yeah.
And I'd like to say a big thank you for Jody and Terry for supplying us with all the food. So does anyone else have anything to say?
No, I'm all right.
I'm good.
Oh,
I'm
just good. One thing to add on. When we were ending, a person bring in some nice honey and Jody made some honey joys, which is like cornflakes with honey and like made into like a muffin or like a cupcake form.
Did you try them?
Yeah, we had one, but I thought it was quite sweet and rich. But everyone liked it in our class.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And one person in our class, he had to smash up the honey joys, which is a bit sad, but he had braces on. He still thought it was really good.
I really liked honey joys.
Does anybody else have anything to say?
No, don't think so. So this is the end of our podcast.
If we don't see you in the kitchen, we'll catch you in the garden.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.